1 week closer to the 2015 NFL Draft. Broncos TV, we looked at running backs last week. This week, time to take a look at linebackers, the inside linebackers. With Andrew and Phil, I'm Chris. Thanks for joining us. Let's look at this group. We had a chance to talk to a lot of them, Phil, and it kind of, as you're going to touch on, depends on what kind of guy you're looking at.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of depends on the scheme in terms of which linebacker will come off the board first. If you look at a guy like Benardrick McKinney from Mississippi State, he's more of a read and react kind of guy because he was a quarterback in high school. But then if you're looking for more of a guy who looks at tape and can kind of read the play before it happens, maybe you're looking at an Eric Kendricks or a Denzel Perryman out of Miami, UCLA with Kendricks there. But no doubt that this position group is so important in the NFL now. We saw like guys like C.J. Mosley or Ryan Shazier come off the board early last year. We could see something like that again just because you need your linebackers to be able to play well in such a pass-happy league.
McKinney and Kendricks, two of the top-rated guys Phil touched on. Who are the rest? Let's meet them. Here's top of the class. Andrew, we start with Stephon Anthony. He said 3-4, 4-3 does not matter. He did play a 4-3 at Clemson. At 6'3", 240, he admitted he does not look at those draft rankings, and he made all of those defensive calls at Clemson. That's good.
Yeah, outstanding athlete as well. Great going side to side. Also has good pass rush tools, so potentially you could use him on a blitz up the middle. But he's pretty raw in some ways. At one point, he actually got benched during the 2013 season. Got his job back and played a lot better after that. But at the same time, you know, this is a guy he may need a little bit of coaching to refine some of the raw edges in his game. But I think what he doesn't have can be coached because he has all the raw tools in terms of size, speed, and instincts.
Practically every linebacker is asked, hey, do you play better in a 3-4 or 4-3? Like a lot of them, Anthony said, it really doesn't matter.
Either or, it doesn't matter. You know, you definitely have to take time to learn the schemes and prepare yourself. And as time comes, I definitely feel like you can get used to the systems.
Next, Andrew, from UCLA, Eric Kendricks, who, as Phil touched on, is a big film guy at 6'2", 232. He isn't worried about being undersized, and I think stating the obvious, he's most proud of his tackling and his ability to find the football, but said he wants to get better at blitzing. Either way, this guy's tape, he looks like he does know how to find the ball.
Yeah, he does know how to find the ball. That being said, a lot of it was plays kind of being guided to him. UCLA's defense set him up for a lot of tackling opportunities. He took advantage of them. That's to his credit. You know, he studies film, like you mentioned. He's a technically proficient player. My question on him is, at 232 pounds, is he capable of being able to make plays on the inside if he doesn't have a big nose tackle in front of him? That's a big question.
He does have the presence that you want out of your linebacker, that leader. He does look and sound like one.
I wanted to play with relentless effort and just courageousness. I want my teammates to be able to feel my energy and feed off of that.
For the second week in a row in our top of the class, Andrew, we're featuring a Miami player. This time, Denzel Perryman says he plays much bigger than 5'11", wanted to show off his hips and feet at the combine, and knows he has to work on man-to-man.
Yes, and right now, that man-to-man coverage, what he does in the passing game, that's what's holding him back from teams looking at him as a three-down linebacker. 5'11", 236, very aggressive against the run. You know, a big thumper, he's going to make some hits. He's kind of that classic middle linebacker type of, say, the 1980s or the 1990s. But in this day and age, you've got to have a little more in coverage to play every down. That's what he needs to prove.
Classic style and some very classic and simple answers to why he loves football.
I think that happened, you know, like just playing optimist football. I had an older brother who know to play, two older brothers that actually played, and I always wanted to be like them. So, I guess just over the years, you can say, you know, I built a passion for it. And, you know, I got a daughter, you know, who I wake up to every morning. You know, I just, you know, pretty much fuse that passion.
Up next, the big 6'4" Benardrick McKinney from Mississippi State. Andrew, he played inside all 4 years, played a little bit of end and some sub-packages. He said he wants to improve his pass coverage, but, man, he'll likely get his hands on a few balls at 6'4", and he had that 40-inch vertical at the combine. This guy's huge.
Not only the 40-inch vertical, but really long arms, 33 inches. So that makes up for maybe what he lacks in terms of open field speed and quickness. You know, you love that size. He's 246 pounds on a 6'4" frame, and if he can learn how to be a little bit quicker in coverage, I think he's going to be the complete package.
Yeah, when you're 6'4", you got to know how to use it the right way.
It helped me quite a lot. I mean, just looking over the line of scrimmage, me being long, having a long wingspan, getting off a tall, big offensive lineman, using my hands, it helped me, gave me a big advantage.
And finally, Andrew, TCU's Paul Dawson, who said scouts told him he will be a plug-and-play guy right away, and he's thankful for that now, Andrew, considering he's a father, he had to grow up quickly, make some, what he said, lifestyle changes that were impacting how he managed time.
Yeah, he actually had a positive test for Adderall earlier in his career at TCU, but you get away from that, you look at the film, it's a phenomenal film, maybe the best film of any linebacker out there this year, and that's why teams are looking at him as a plug-and-play. A very bad combine workout that's going to raise some questions, but at the same time, if teams downgrade him because of the combine workout, I think they're going to find him to be very good value because the film, everything's there.
At TCU, he's proud of what he did there, Dawson said, and he knows that right now going into this draft, he can be, as Andrew touched on, the complete package.
Just using my quickness, mostly my instincts, you know. And comes with that, just watching film, you know what's about to happen, so... With my quickness, watching film, and my instincts, you know, I'm going to be the first one to the ball, you know, so that's my strengths.
There you go. That's top of the class for the inside linebackers with Phil and Andrew. Thanks for checking it out. Later on this week, we'll have sleepers and best fit as we keep looking forward to the 2015 NFL Draft.